It is a little bit of a different thought that the Bible is not just to be known and take notes, fill in blanks, but to actually experience it, isn't it?
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Living Out the Greatest of All the Commandments.
How long has it been since you've experienced a Bible verse? I've been thinking about that. On today's program, just a little homework. You know, I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
Dr. David Ferguson, for the next 24 hours, work to experience Bible verses in the real world. And for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Well, Terry, on Great Commandment Radio today, we're going to be talking about disciples ministering the Word. Now, that's pretty heady, as we say all week, right?
I know. We're up to the challenge of making that relevant? We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
That's Dr. David Ferguson along with Terry Sneed, and this is Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. And today, we continue our series entitled Discipleship Redefined. How would you define the word discipleship? More important, how would you define the experience of being a disciple of Jesus Christ? By the end of today's program, you may have a new definition. Let's return to Dr. David Ferguson along with this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed.
You know, all week long we're focusing on discipleship redefined. What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus Christ? Is it simply a list of we don't do these things or we check off these boxes? What does it mean to be a faithful follower of Jesus? On yesterday's program, we talked about the importance of relating to the person of Jesus. You know, if we boil it all down, a faithful follower of Jesus relates intimately, lovingly to Jesus. That's part of what Great Commandment Radio is all about. The greatest of commandments, to love Him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. We want to support your journey in becoming... Are you ready for this, Terry? Becoming a lover of Jesus. That's what the first century church was all about. Mm. They were passionately in love with Jesus. And you had an awesome download for us yesterday called The Center of Someone's Universe. It was just a great writing that you put together that I'm so proud of. I'm proud of you for a whole lot of things. But that was a real special blessing yesterday. And we hope people will visit greatcommandment.net and they can... have that free download on the center of someone's universe. All of us have a longing in our heart to be the center, the focus of someone's thoughts and love. And that never comes 24/7, every moment of every day, through another human. But it can come through the person of Jesus, can't it?
You bet. And that was just the reflection of my heart during those times. I'm just wondering, you know, I can't be the center of somebody's universe that's here on this earth, but I sure can for Jesus.
Yeah. So a faithful follower of Jesus is passionately in love with Jesus. And on today's program, this follower of Jesus, this faithful disciple, is also a servant of the Word of God, a minister of the Word of God. In Acts chapter 6, verse 4, those early apostles says, we're going to devote ourselves to prayer. That has to do with being a lover of Jesus, I think, and then to ministry of the Word. Terry, they became servants of the Bible. Now, being my oldest daughter, you know that your father's done a lot of things with the Word of God other than serve you with the Word. Is that true? I mean, I have tried to convict you with the Word. I may have thrown it at you. I may have made you memorize it until you turn green in the face.
One of the particularly not so fond memories of what you did with the Word, you used to sing it very loud in the morning.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
He used to sing the Word very loud in the morning.
That was a part of getting you up, as I recall. Yes.
I was very loud and very early.
Yeah.
And you don't have the gift of singing.
That's a problem, too. So on today's program, we're going to get back to what does the Bible really mean? If it's not to, if it's not to mess with people's mind with the Word or convict them with the Word or beat them up with the Word, what does it mean to serve people with the Word, to minister the Word? And yet that becomes a testimony of a faithful follower of Jesus. We're glad you've joined us. And you know, Terry, looking back on that journey in our own lives, one of the things that I think I very distinctively remember, that a part of what it means to, at least for this dad, to finally learn what it means to become a minister or a servant of the Bible is to learn to really experience the Bible in very vulnerable ways with my own family. You know, and to have been challenged in some of our pain-filled journey of times I remember without a job, and we had to move out of a new home we had just moved into, and to just experience Bible verses that God could be trusted, mm-hmm. that He could be found faithful, for us to begin to focus upon the blessings during that time rather than the pain of what we were going through. And it was during that time that God actually gave your mom and I a real special verse in Galatians 6:6. That verse that says, let those who are taught the Word share all good things with those who teach the Word. And God seemed to take that Bible verse real specially to your mom and I's heart to say, God has called us to teach the Word. And so when He opens up opportunities and doors to teach it, we're going to go teach it. And we're going to trust that the first part of that verse says, other people who have been taught the Word will be a part of sharing some good things with us. And I still remember when God started bringing people into our life to share good things with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember distinctly the day that our friend Gary showed up with a brisket and a whole meal for us at our house unexpectedly.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that day.
Yeah.
He
was sharing good things. Owned a barbecue restaurant here in the city, and he showed up. And I remember a time that one of the deacons in the church named Rusty, he showed up with sacks of groceries, and God was allowing people to share some good things with us. And then a builder who let us move into this awesome, brand new home that had never been lived in,
mm-hmm.
needed somebody to live in it so that it didn't get vandalized. So we ended up, for the next year, living in a nicer home than we had moved out of.
That's right, than the one we'd built.
Yeah. And you're thinking, I think this Bible's working. You know, I think a part of what it means to serve the Word, to minister the Word, is to vulnerably allow the Spirit of God to make it real in our lives, and then share that with people around us. And I can't help but imagine that as your father finally moved beyond yelling people with the Bible or singing loudly in the morning with the Bible, to finally just letting the Bible be experienced in my own life in front of you as a family, I can't help but think that that began to have more of an impact in your life and your sister and brother's life, and in our family, as the Word began to be experienced.
Mm-hmm. And the irritating factor was definitely out of that. When we saw it lived in you and not just sung by you.
There you go. So on today's program, we want to encourage you to join with us as we explore how faithful followers of Jesus Christ actually come to minister the Word of God. Now, I'm not talking about heading off to seminary, or I'm not talking about, you know, you've got to get yourself into the Greek and Hebrew, jots and tittles and old first century languages. I'm talking about being a servant of the Bible, experiencing it. I'm talking about really doing Bible verses. In our teaching segment, we're going to focus upon how the Word can become alive as you experience it in loving relationships with Him and those around you. We're glad you've joined us today on Great Commandment Radio. And then, Terry, in our closing segment, we're going to look at some real practical ways, particularly in our families, where we can begin to build a spiritual heritage in our homes as families. Are you ready for this? Begin to experience the Bible.
Yeah, you can actually live out some Bible verses together as a family in the same room with one another.
So are you ready to do the Bible today? We hope so. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson along with Terry Ferguson-Sneed. And if you'll visit our website today, we have a free download for you. Practical biblical how-tos for spending time with your family, your kids. We're all supposed to have family time, but what do you do during that family time to build up our discipleship skills and to renew our love for one another? Free for you. Our download today at Great Commandment Radio Family Night Ideas. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. And if you're looking for materials, how-tos for parenting, marriage, single adult living, and much, much more, you'll find it all at greatcommandment.net. Looking for a church home, or perhaps you'd like to get your church involved with our Great Commandment network of churches? You got it. greatcommandment.net. And when we return, we'll take you into a kingdom calling workshop with Dr. David Ferguson. You can order it through the website as well. So stay tuned. Great Commandment Radio continues right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
I was reminded the other day, Psalms 100, verse 2. 100, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Do you know that you can serve God with a little gladness in your heart? How about right now?
That's Dr. David Ferguson. Time again for Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Today, how to serve the Lord with gladness.
How about an opportunity to just allow His heart to kind of stir yours with a sense of gratitude and gladness for how He's recently blessed you? And then look for an opportunity to tell somebody that.
Dr. David Ferguson, now you know what serving the Lord with gladness looks like. Give it a try for the next 24 hours. And for more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. What does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? Not just what does it mean, but what does it look like and how do you do it? And how do you share the ministry of His Word with those around you in a hurting world?
We got to a point in that conversation when she simply said, well, what do I need to do to be saved? And just that quickly, the Holy Spirit reminded me of a Bible verse that I had meditated on 2 days ago in Acts chapter 16 when the Philippian jailer asked the very same question. What must I do? And I looked at her and I remember the rest of the verse. It says, what must I do? You shall be saved. You and your what? Do you remember what it says? Your whole household. That verse jumped up inside of me and I looked at her and I stopped and I said, before I talk more about how you shall be saved, would it benefit your household if they came to know Christ too? And she started crying even more. And she began to talk about her unsaved husband, Alan. And I paused right then. I said, you know what? Before we go any further in talking about how you can be saved, would it be okay if I just called your husband to simply say, could we get together with both you and he and talk about Christ? And now her tears turned to joy. Would you do that? I said, oh, yeah, I'd be glad to. And I called him, and did you know that both of them glorious came to know Christ? But here's what I want you to see. Years later, as we became great friends with Alan and Betty, Alan said to me, if my wife had become a Christian first and somehow lauded that over me, I'm not sure I would have ever come to faith in Christ.
Kingdom Calling, practical biblical how-tos for experiencing God's calling for your heart, your life, your ministry, and your relationships. Order the entire workshop on audio CD or DVD along with the companion workbook, and you'll be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. So order Kingdom Calling today, or at least visit our website for information on today's free download of Family Night Ideas, our Great Commandment Network of Churches, and more. Kingdom Calling, available at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a reminder to count and express your blessings.
Again, maybe I was listening to the radio today and I was reminded of what a blessing is to have great friends like you, to have a family that cares for me and loves me. Allow the Lord to kind of stir your gladness up. It's great to have a relationship with a God who hears you, listens to you, who, when you woke up this morning, was kind of longing to love you. Let him stir your heart with gladness, and then give testimony about him.
Dr. David Ferguson with Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Well, welcome back to Great Commandment Radio as we continue to explore what it means to be a faithful follower of Jesus. Discipleship redefined, not a things to do list, not comparing ourselves with those other mere mortals who only go to church once.
Once a week. Ooh.
You know, Terry, I think that's one of the other traps that your father fell into, is that the more times you go to church, surely the more faithful follower you are.
I know. We were reckoning them in there, too. It was like 4 or 5 times.
In fact, it was one of those where you're bound to be an even more faithful follower of Jesus if you move your family into a home across the street from the church.
That just facilitates going to church every day.
And you can just walk over there just any old moment you want to.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah, so the closer you live to church, the more sanctified and holy you're bound to be.
And in fact, at one point, Mom and I actually worked there. And so we were there every day.
There you go. Yeah, now, folks, you can pray for a lot of grace that God has given us. Oldest daughter Terry here, as she's endured her father's journey. And, you know, along that journey, Terry, one of the things that became exciting to see was that God really began to teach us that the Bible, the Word of God, was intended to be lived in loving relationships with Him and with other people. And so our family finally began to say, you know what? The Bible's just not about memorizing stuff so you can impress your friends or your kids know more Bible verses than those mere kids down the street. But the Bible's been given to us to actually, let's do it. Let's do the Bible, even as a family. And so in this closing segment, we want to take a few moments to share some practical ideas, particularly with the families out there, single moms and dads and blended families and yours, mine, and ours, kids, doesn't matter. Let's set aside some time to start doing the Bible. I think you'll find, we begin to do on family nights, Terry, they begin to be a little fun. We could always do some fun things and have fun games, but they had the opportunity then for our family to experience some Bible verses. So share some ideas about what this might look like for families to actually learn to minister the Word right in their own homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the very youngest kids, we've had great fun in just acting out Bible stories and getting to talk about just one theme that goes with each Bible story. We've had great fun acting out the story of David and Goliath and letting Jonathan, who's 2, be David, and Daddy, who's huge, you know, 6 feet tall, be Goliath, and Jonathan throws a ball and knocks down Daddy. And I mean, that's just, it's great fun. And so we've had a great time experiencing God's word that way. And then we talk about how, and God helped David, and God can help us all the time too. And then, some other ideas that you might do is take the Thanksgiving holiday to look through photo albums and look at family members or go through old movies. And then just talk about how God has, given you special benefits, and you're experiencing Psalms 103 about not forgetting His benefits. And one of the biggest blessings God has given us is our family and our special relationships. And then the last one I would say is take this Thanksgiving time to experience Ephesians 4:29 and build one another up. And so just take the time to either write it out or say these words to one another, that I think you're a blessing because. And then identify a character quality you've seen in that person through the year. And I know some of you are thinking out there, oh, but you don't know my kid. And you don't know this one kid who will just be totally resistant to that. And well, here's what you do. You start with that kid. You start with the one who's most resistant, and you just bless them, bless their socks off, and you will watch them soften right before your eyes. I know it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And then you give everybody who's, willing and interested an opportunity to do the same.
Great family night idea on how the Bible can become alive. Learning to serve the Word of God with your family. And, you know, Terry, even as you were talking about acting out the Bible stories just the other night, you know, your mom was out of town visiting her oldest sister was in the hospital. And so I was left alone with Zachary. And so Zachary and I were telling some stories at the end of the evening. He wanted me to tell him stories. So I did the three bears, and then I did the three pigs, and then we did Jack and the Beanstalk. And then he says, let's do Zacchaeus, granddaddy. He loves Zacchaeus' story because he thinks it's about him, you know.
It's kind of like his name, yeah.
That's right. It's the Zach Man story as far as he's concerned. And so after I told the story, he says, you know, let's do this story. Let's do this. So I don't tell your mom I did this, but I'm standing up on the Chase Lounge, okay, and I'm Zacchaeus in the tree, you know, and he's on the ground, you know, and he's being Jesus, you know, and so he's opening up his arms. He said, come on down,
oh,
granddaddy.
That's great.
And then he wanted to know, so what have you done bad, granddaddy?
accountability.
Yeah. And so then I said, well, I'll be Jesus and you be Zacchaeus, you know. And then I said, now, Zachary, what have you done bad, you know? And he actually got one, you know.
Ooh.
He apologized for some of his attitude toward little brother Ethan.
Oh, very good.
You know, they were both going to dress up as Spider-Man, as it turns out. And turns out Zachary had told his little brother Ethan, I'm the real Spider-Man, and you're the clone. And so he had hurt little Ethan's feelings that he was clone Spider-Man and Zachary was the real Spider-Man. So the Zach man lived out the Zacchaeus story out of Luke 19. And after he told that, it was kind of neat, Terry, I was kind of laying on the ground like looking up to little Zachary, and I put out my arms and I said, but hurry on down, Zach. I'm going to your house today.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped into my arms. A little story that says, in that case, Zacchaeus hurried down with gladness in his heart. How about living out the Word of God with your family? That's what a faithful follower of Jesus is. One who doesn't just know the Bible, but actually does it. How about being a doer of the Bible this week? It'll bless you, those around you. That's what Great Commandment Love is all about. Hope you'll join us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed. Do visit our website. As they've mentioned, we have a free download for you. Practical and biblical how-tos for increasing discipleship within your family. How-tos for spending time together as family. We call it Family Night Activity Ideas. And it's yours absolutely free at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. There also be sure and order our Kingdom Calling resource. Practical biblical training in understanding and responding to God's calling for your heart, your life, your ministry, your relationships, even your church. Kingdom Calling. When you order it, you'll also be supporting local Christian radio. So it's a double blessing. Kingdom Calling, available at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call us toll free at 1-800
1-800-881-8008. That is 1-800-881-8008. We'll continue our series, Discipleship Redefined. Join us for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.
Moms and dads, you probably noticed that those older children, those 10, 11-year-olds, those junior high school students, they live in a world of a lot of anxiety.